Calculating break-even prices for different option strategies isn't as complicated and overwhelming as it might seem. Yes, you do need to perform some basic math functions to find different break-even prices, but it's certainly not rocket science. Plus, it's an invaluable concept to master because it's critical to your success as a trader. In today's show, I'll help you understand what break-even prices are and how to calculate them for all of the most popular option strategies. Yep, that's right. We're going to walk through everything together step by step so you can finally master it once and for all. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again from OptionAlpha.com, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered online because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you consistently place smarter trades. So thank you again so much for tuning in today, and welcome back to show number 219 on how to calculate break-even prices for different option strategies. This one's going to be a deep dive episode. We're going to spend a lot of time here together, and we're going to go through calculating the break-even prices for the top 10 most popular or most commonly used option strategies. We're going to work our way from very simple strategies like long calls and long puts to more complex strategies like short put spreads and short call spreads and long call spreads. And then we'll go all the way to the most complex, I would say, strategies to calculate break-even prices on, which are really the deep multi-leg, multi-spread strategies like iron condors and iron butterflies, where you actually have multiple break-even prices. Yes, multiple break-even points for your particular payoff diagram. Now, the good news for you is that if you're following along on this podcast, we made everything super easy to follow along with visual aids and graphs right inside of the show notes. So just head on over to optionalpha.com/show219. Again, that's just the number 219, optionalpha.com/show219. And you can follow along as we go through today's show with some visual payoff diagrams that help us with calculating break-even prices. As always, we've got a ton of resources completely free and available for you inside of our education right on optionalpha.com. Our handbook of topics and learn articles is flush with different ideas and different ways to trade and help you understand all these concepts forwards, backwards, inside and out. Today, our focus is on deep dive understanding break-even prices and exactly how to calculate them. And I think for many traders that are particularly new to options trading think that it's some wild, crazy mathematical calculation, but it's actually not that complicated. Yes, it does require some basic math, but like we said in the intro, it's actually not rocket science, and frankly, it's critical to your success as a trader that you understand how to calculate break-even prices, where they are for different strategies, and how they relate to probability of success and risk and all these things as you get closer to expiration through positions. So without further ado, let's dive into it together and get started. So the first thing that we're going to start with today is just a very simple understanding of what a break-even price is and why break-even prices are important, particularly for options traders. Now, I'll start with just a very basic understanding of what a break-even price is. And the analogy that I'll use is real estate, because I think everyone's similar or understands real estate, at least conceptually. So here's what a break-even price is. A break-even price is not necessarily the price that you pay for an asset that you acquire. In this case, for an option contract, it's not necessarily just the strike price that you are trading. The break-even price also includes commissions or transaction costs for your particular strategy. So when we look at real estate, for example, let's say we buy a house that is worth $100,000, and our goal is to later sell that house when it goes up in value. Well, the regular trader investor would just say that the house, the strike price in this example, is $100,000. So that is our break-even price. If we sell the house for $105,000, then we make money. But that doesn't include a really important component of that real estate transaction, which is the transaction costs that were included in buying that house or even later renovating or fixing up that house. So Let's say you buy a house for $100,000, but it also costs you in transactions and closing fees and taxes and all that stuff, $6,000 to buy that house and complete that transaction. Well, your real break-even price on selling that house is not $100,000, but $106,000. You basically take the price at which you bought the house and you add in your transaction cost to it, the cost to acquire the actual underlying asset. So that's really what a break-even price is it a little bit more of a math calculation to determine the real true point at which you start losing money or start making money on something. In this case, for options contracts, we're going to calculate break-even prices, which is going to be a combination and some very simple math around calculating the break-even using strike prices and the price of the underlying contracts that we're trading. Very similar to our house analogy, where the house was $100,000, that would be the strike price in this example, and the transaction costs were $6,000, that would be the cost of the underlying contract to acquire that contract for the house. Now, why are break-even prices important for options traders? Well, for options traders, one, it's important that you know where you actually make money or not, right? We see a lot of traders, and I've seen this in forums and on boards before, where a trader will post something along the lines of, I bought a long call option at $100 strike price, and the stock is trading at $102, and I'm losing money, and they don't know why. It happens all the time for new traders. So understanding break-even prices is critical to understanding where you actually make money on a trade or not. And then we'll also help with understanding why certain options are better to be priced lower or higher, or how implied volatility impacts the pricing of options and how far you can go from it. So break-even prices are really kind of a gateway introduction to a lot of additional advanced concepts and terminology around options trading. In particular, break-even prices help with an understanding of how to calculate true probabilities of success and where the points at which you could get challenged or need to close or roll positions near expiration. So that's why it's super important that you take your time with today's show and follow along as we go through calculating break-even prices for all of these top strategies. Now, in today's podcast, we're going to do the 10 most popular or common option strategies. And these were specifically designed to basically build on top of one another conceptually. So we're going to start with very simple option strategies, single-legged long calls, long puts, short puts, single-legged option strategies, understand how we calculate break-even prices for those, and then we can start to move into more complex spreads and multi-leg spreads. That is going to be our roadmap for today's podcast. As always, you can follow along with some of the visuals by just heading over to optionalpha.com/show219 or following along with any of the different option strategies inside of our strategy section on the website. You can just follow along. I'll be using those same charts and graphs here as we discuss them today. Now, the first one that we're going to start with today is the long call strategy. This is a single-legged option strategy, and it's the most common one. The one that pretty much everyone learns on is the long call strategy as the first options trading strategy you learn about, because it is really the basis of a lot of different strategies that you could start to deploy. Now, with a long call strategy, as a reminder, you are buying an option contract, which gives you the right, but not the obligation, to buy stock at some predetermined price, which is called the strike price, in the future, right? So that's what we're doing when we buy a long call option. With a long call option, there's basically two important ingredients for determining the break-even price. The first thing that you have to determine is the strike price of the long call option that you are purchasing. Now, this is really easy because the strike price is given. You know what it is when you actually go to buy that contract. So, for example, let's say that we're trading something and it's trading around $100 and we buy the 100 strike long call option. This 100 strike means that we are, and I use this terminology, so this is just what I use, hopefully it helps, but we're striking a deal with the option seller to buy stock at $100 at some point in the future if we choose. Now, we would obviously have to choose when it's valuable for us to exercise that contract and buy stock at $100, which is why calculating the break-even point is really, really important. Now, the long call option seller doesn't just give us this option contract for free, right? They don't just say, here you go, here's an amazing contract. And if the stock goes up in value, then you get to have all of this unlimited profit potential, right? With no downside risk. Well, of course not. That doesn't happen. So there's a price of that contract when it's trading in the market. There's a lot of things that impact the price, and we won't go down that rabbit hole today, but just understand that every option contract has a price, and that price changes over time and with volatility and as it nears expiration, etc. In this example, let's say that you purchase the 100 strike long call option for $5. Now remember, when it comes to option contracts, the option contract is priced in dollars per share. So $5 would essentially be $500 because you are purchasing a call option that controls 100 shares. So in the case of an option contract, they're always priced in dollars per share, right? So in this case, if we buy this long call option for $5, so 5.00, that's what we'll see on our broker screen or inside of Option Alpha. You'll see the price is 5.00. But really, it means that you're buying that long call option at $5 per share. That's a reduced amount because now you're controlling each of those shares for $5 per share versus having to pay $100 per share because that's what it's trading at. So the actual cost of the contract that you traded is $5. Now that's the price of the underlying contract. And now that we have the price of the underlying contract, for a long call option, to calculate the break-even price, you simply just need to add the price of the underlying contract to your strike price. So I'll say it again. To calculate the break-even price of a long call option, you take your strike price and you add the price that you paid for the option contract. Now, this intuitively makes a lot of sense, and hopefully it does if you listen to our analogy at the beginning using real estate. With our real estate analogy, we bought a house for $100,000. That was our strike price. But the cost to actually do the transaction was $6,000. So our real break-even price was $100,000 plus $6,000 in our real estate example. In this case, for our long call option example, our strike price is $100. The cost of the underlying contract was $5. So our break-even price is $105. That's our new break-even price for this long call option. So if we buy a long call option and the underlying stock goes from $100 to $102, we still lose money because we needed the stock to go to $105 because that is the point at which we break even on our investment. Not only because we have to buy the stock at $100, but also because we would have to incur the cost that we already paid to purchase that long call option, which was $5. So in this case, for a long call option payoff diagram, the break-even price or the price at which you start making money is the strike price plus the cost to buy the contract, which was $5. So $105 in this example. I know I'm really driving this home here. So if you're an experienced trader, you're like, yep, get it. But I want to make sure you understand this before you keep moving forward. Now, again, if the stock goes up to $110, well, that's great. We can buy the stock for $100 from the option seller, right? We already agreed to do that. That was our strike price. We've already paid $5 to enter the position, but if we can sell the stock for $110, we still make a $5 profit. $110 less the cost to buy into the contract, which was $5. Less the amount of money that we have to pay to buy the stock from the long call option seller, which is the $100 strike price, we still make money because we're above that break-even point. Now, again, this is critical as we start to go more and more into different option strategies and start to calculate more complex different break-even prices. Now, let's switch gears here a little bit and look at a short call option. Now, with a short call option, we're literally looking at everything completely in reverse. In fact, you can use almost the same inverse or reverse payoff diagram because now, as an option seller, to take the other person's side of this transaction, now we are collecting the option premium, and now we have an obligation, should the stock continue to move higher, to pay out if the stock moves beyond that same break-even point. So now if you come to me and you say that you want to buy a long call option and I become the option seller. Now as the option seller, I can sell you a short call option for $100 strike price. And I now as the option seller am collecting the $5 premium that you paid me. So again, I'm taking the stance of the option seller and you're taking the stance of the long call option buyer that we just went through. That $5 premium that you paid, it didn't just go magically into no man's land. It didn't just evaporate into the internet and to the exchanges. No, it got paid to an option seller, the other party in the transaction. In this example, I am the option seller, so I get paid $5 for that contract that I sold. Now, my break-even point as a short call seller or option seller is still the same calculation. It's the $100 strike price plus the premium that I paid. Now that's my break-even point before I start losing money because now I'm on the other side of the trade. I don't make money anywhere above 105 whenever the stock is trading. As a short call option seller, my profit is capped out or maxed at the premium that I took in, and I'm hoping that the stock stays below $105 before expiration. Now again, to calculate the break-even price on a short call option, you simply do the same calculation that we just did on the long call option. It's still the same 100 strike, the strike price of the contract, plus the premium that was paid to the option seller. In this case, it's the 100 strike plus the premium of $5 that was paid, which gives me a break-even point of $105. Now notice in this case, for a long call option and a short call option, the break-even price is exactly the same. That's because the payoff is just inverse for each party. And this is an important point to remember for different option strategies, is that the break-even price for option strategies is the same for both parties. It's just the distribution of who gets paid on what side of the payoff changes. When you have a long call option, the stock has to move above the break-even price in order for you to make money. When you are the short call option seller, when the stock moves above the break-even price, you start losing money in the direct proportion that you get are paying out to the long call option buyer who's now making money. So for short calls and for long calls, the calculation of the break-even point is the same. You take the strike price and you add the premium that was paid or the premium collected, depending on what side of the transaction you're on or how you're looking at it. That gets you to your new break-even point. In this case, for our example, that break-even price is $105. All right, now let's switch gears here a little bit and let's start talking about the other type of option contract that you might trade, which is a put option. So kind of erase a little bit of what you remembered here, what you learned about call options, because we're going to learn it a little bit differently for put option contracts. Now, as a refresher, put option contracts, and we'll first talk about buying a put option contract, so being a long put option buyer, buying a put option contract gives you as the buyer the right, but not the obligation, to sell shares of the underlying asset at the strike price on or before expiration. Now, again, this is a key differentiation between put options and call options. When you're buying a call option, you're acquiring essentially the right to buy stock. But with a put option, you're acquiring the right to sell stock. It's almost like you're pre-selling stock at a strike price if you want. This is really powerful because as an options trader, this means that you can buy a put option, and if the stock goes down really, really far, you can basically guarantee that you're going to sell the stock to the put option seller, and you can buy the stock back in at a lower price and still capture that difference. So when it comes to calculating a break-even price for a long put option, we're actually going to do what we did with a long call option, just in reverse. With a long put option, we'll still use the same $100 stock example. The stock is trading around $100, and we want to buy a long put option with a strike price of $100. This means that we want to lock in and guarantee that at any point between now and expiration, we could sell stock for $100. Now, the only way to make money on this trade, of course, is to have the stock go lower so we can buy stock at a lower price and guarantee that we can sell it back to the option seller at the $100 strike price. But we do have to buy into this option contract, right? This right that we can acquire. It's not free. We can't just get it and somebody says, here you go, here's a free right to make money if the stock goes down, right? Of course, that doesn't happen. So we have to buy into this option contract. And we'll still use the same $5 price that we used in our last example. So in this example, if the long put option that we want to buy has a 100 strike price, if that put option is priced at $5, then we can pay $5 to acquire that put option contract. Our new break-even point for our long put option contract is now the strike price, which is $100, minus the purchase price of the underlying contract, or the value of that contract, which is $5. So our new break-even price is actually $95 for a long put option. Now, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that essentially calculating the break-even price on a long put option is just the inverse of the long call option. For a long call option, we took the strike price plus the option premium or the cost of the contract. In this case, for a put option, we're taking the strike price and we're subtracting out the value or the cost of the underlying contract. So $100 strike price minus the cost of the contract, which is $5, gets us a break-even price of $95. Now, why does this logically make sense? So let's think through this together, because once you understand this logically, you'll understand why you have to subtract the value of the contract. Now, if I'm a long put option buyer, I want the value of the underlying stock to go down. I am betting on the stock going down big time, and I want to try to take advantage of that by buying a long put option and betting against the stock going down. But if the stock goes down to, say, $98, so it trades from $100 to $98, I still don't make any money. That's because I haven't hit my break-even price. And specifically, if you think through it, it's because you could buy the stock for $98. Yes, it did go down in value, just $2, but you've already guaranteed or are obligated to sell the stock for $100 to the put seller. So in this scenario, you wouldn't really exercise your position because you're still losing money at this point, right? You're not really gaining any ground. You haven't met your break-even point. You haven't covered your expenses. So that's why for a long put option, the break-even price is $95. The stock has to go down more than the cost of getting into the put option contract. So if a stock is trading at $100 and now starts trading at $90, well, that's great. Now I have the opportunity to make a $5 net profit. I can buy the stock for $90. I already paid $5 to acquire that put option contract, the right to do all this. And I can then sell the stock back to the option seller for $100. So I buy stock for $90, I sell it back to the option seller for $100, I make a $10 gross profit, but I subtract out my cost of getting into the trade of $5, that leaves me with a $5 net profit. So this is why when it comes to put options, you always are going to take the strike price minus the cost of the contract. Now, to look at it in reverse for the option seller. So again, we're going to now look at it from the lens of the person who is selling you this put option contract. So if you come to me now and I'm the option seller and you say, Kirk, I want to buy a put option and I want you, Kirk, to be the put option seller. Well, the break-even calculation is still exactly the same for a short put option. You're still taking the strike price, which is $100, and subtracting out the value of the premium that you got paid, which is $5. And so as a put option seller, my break-even price is still $95. But only in this scenario now, I start losing money if the stock continues to move lower than $95. If the stock stays anywhere above $95, I make money because I know you're not going to make a ton of money beyond your break-even point, because now I'm in a better position where the stock didn't fall as much as you thought it might have fallen, or didn't at least fall beyond our break-even point. So again, a key concept to remember here when calculating break-even points is that for both long call options and short calls and long puts and short puts, the calculation of the break-even price is the same for either side. For long calls, or any call option, I'll just say any call option, it's the strike price plus the premium of the option contract. For any put option, it's the strike price minus the premium of the underlying option contract. And again, the only thing that really changes on the payoff diagram is who gets paid out depending on what side of the break-even price you're on. Makes total sense. If you think about it logically, makes total sense for all transactions in all environments for real estate. If you're a seller, buyer, same thing. That doesn't matter. Like, it's the same concept that you can use across different disciplines. All right. So hopefully at this point now, we've really, I think, pounded the nail into the wood, if you will, on understanding just the very, very, very basics of calculating break-even prices for simple option strategies like long calls, long puts, short puts. Now let's start to build a little bit more understanding by introducing spreads. Now, spreads take the complication level up a little bit. It's not crazy complicated. We're still not doing calculus, right? It's still very basic math. But I think the concept with spreads becomes a little bit more complicated because it's not so straightforward. We still use a lot of the same fundamental concepts that we just learned with very simple one-legged option strategies. But now when you start to introduce two-legged option strategies where you're buying one contract and selling another contract, the complexity level does go up just a little bit. But again, I'm here to help navigate you through this process. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to actually look at a very popular spread strategy, which is a short put spread, or sometimes commonly referred to as a bull put credit spread or a bull put spread, however you want to call it. It's basically a bullish to neutral option strategy where you are selling net put options out of the money. Now, I say selling net put options out of the money because that's the most traditional way to do it, and because it is true that you are selling and buying different put options, but the net result is that you're taking in a credit. This is a very popular option selling strategy. It's definitely a popular beginner strategy because it has defined risk characteristics and defined profit, so it's really easy to implement. And again, you can do this right inside of Option Alpha if you wanted to as well. Now, to start off, let's build the framework for these new spreads that we're going to be trading. Again, we'll use very simple and basic math so that you can follow along as you're looking at the show notes over at optionalpha.com/show219 and the payoff diagrams. Let's assume now for this new short put spread that we're selling that the stock is still trading at $100. And this time we want to sell options that are far out of the money and try to collect some additional premium so long as the stock stays above our break-even point. Now, with the stock trading at $100, let's say that we could sell a put option at a $50 strike. So this is the first leg of our spread strategy that we're executing. We're going to sell a put option at the $50 strike price. Let's say we sell this put option for $5. So again, using around the same numbers and math that we used earlier, it may not be exactly like this when you actually do it in real life. Again, those option prices might be way different, but I just want you to understand conceptually what we're doing here. So let's say we sell that put strike, which is the 50 strike put, for $5. Then we go out even further down the option chain and we buy the 45 strike put, which is lower. So now that's the second leg of our short put spread strategy. We buy the 45 strike put and we buy that put strike for $4. So we sold the 50 strike put for $5. We bought the 45 strike put option for $4. That means that with this short put spread strategy, we collected a net credit because we still got paid a net amount of money to do this trade. We collected a net credit of $1. We got paid $5 for selling the 50 strike put. We used $4 of that $5 to buy the 45 strike put for $4. That means we still have a dollar of credit left over. That's our premium that we collected on this short put spread. Now, the first question you might be asking if you're a new trader is, why would I want to do a spread like this? And the reason you would want to do a spread is because you have defined profit and risk characteristics. you're using the premium that you collected from selling the 50 strike put option, which if you didn't do anything else would carry with it essentially unlimited risk that the stock goes all the way to zero and you've got to cover pretty much that whole distance. You're using some of that premium to go out and buy yourself protection in case the stock trades below $45. So you're playing both sides here with selling a put option and buying a put option at a different strike. And you're trying to take advantage of the differences between those with an understanding that you know the risks that the stock continues lower. You have defined risk because you have protected yourself below the 45 strike. So now the question is, well, what is the break-even point of a short put spread strategy? And the break-even point of a short put spread strategy is simply the short strike that you sold, or what people commonly refer to as the inside short strike or inside leg. In this case, that is the 50 strike put option. It's that 50 strike put option less or minus your net credit that you received. Notice that's very similar, almost identical calculation as a short put option strategy or long put option strategy, where we take the strike price and we subtract the premium of the contract. The only difference here when it comes to spreads is now we're subtracting the net premium that we paid. Again, I told you earlier that it's not rocket science. It is a little bit more complicated, but it's really not that bad, right? Instead of just subtracting the premium of one contract, we have to factor in the net premium that we collected or the net premium that we paid for this calculation. So for any short put spread that you're trading, the way that you calculate your break-even price is take your inside strike, your first strike that you sold, in this case the 50 strike put, and you subtract the net credit that you collected. In our example, we collected a net credit of $1. So our break-even price is $49. The stock can go all the way as low as $49, and we still make money on this trade. If the stock starts trading below $49, we start losing money on this trade, but our trading losses are capped as soon as the stock starts trading at $45 or below. That's because we bought a long put option to protect and limit our downside exposure to anything beyond $45. So now we're just trading a spread that's a $5 wide spread, the difference between the short strike at 50 and the long strike at 45, and we collected a $1 credit for this particular trade. Now this trade probably has a really high probability of success because we're selling contracts super far out of the money and we're collecting a nice little premium to do it with a high probability of success. But again, that's how we calculate that break-even price. We take the short strike of our put option or the inside leg and we subtract the net credit that we received. Now let's flip and switch gears here and look at the inverse trade to this one, which is just simply if we were to buy a long put spread. Again, we're taking the opposite side of the trade here, and let's say we want to try and profit if the stock goes down in value. So let's say that we think that the stock is going to go below 50, maybe even really far below 50. So we buy a 50 strike put option. Again, we're just taking the opposite look here and taking a look at how to calculate a break-even price for a long put spread where you are a net buyer of options. So let's assume again that first leg or the inside strike that we buy in this case is the 50 strike put option, just like our example before. Only this time we're not selling it, we're buying that 50 strike put because we really think the stock is going to go lower. So we buy the 50 strike put for $5. Now that's a really big cost for a single option contract. So now we start thinking about how we might enter a spread and help offset the cost of that option contract. Well, we could offset the cost of that option contract by selling a put option at a lower strike price. By selling a put option at a lower strike price, we collect a little bit of premium, and at the same time, we're willing to give up any profit potential beyond that lower strike price. This is why for a long put spread payoff diagram, you have defined risk and defined profit, because these two contracts are offsetting once you get to the strike prices. So in this case, we buy the long put option at the 50 strike for $5. We again are going to sell the 45 strike put option, so a lower strike put option, and we collect $4 for that contract. Now, in this case, because we're a long put option buyer, it still cost us a net debit or net cost of $1. We bought the 50 strike put option for $5 and we sold the 45 strike put option for $4. So it still cost us a dollar to get into this trade. But now we have defined risk, only a dollar is how much we can lose. And we have defined profit potential. We have the ability to make about $4 on the position. In this case, we still calculate the break-even price exactly the same. We take our inside strike. In this case, that's our long put option at 50. We take that first strike that's closest to where the stock is, and we then subtract the net cost of the contract or the option premiums that we paid or collected. Same calculation. Only this time we're subtracting the cost because we are an option buyer, and that cost is $1. So we still get to the same break-even price of $49. Notice that, again, just like what we learned for long calls and short calls and long puts and short puts, when you're trading short put spreads and long put spreads, the break-even calculation is the same. It's just depending on what side of the break-even you are as to what the payoff distribution is, who gets to collect money on what side or not, the long put option buyer or the short put option seller, depending on what side you're on. But the break-even price is the same because that contract value that gets traded between them is the same as well. So in our case, just as a refresher, when you're trading long put spreads, sometimes called bear put spreads or bear put debit spreads, your break-even calculation is your inside strike, which is your long strike, subtracting or less the net cost to get into those contracts for that spread. All right, so I've introduced you now to spreads, and we just tackled put spreads, both short put spreads and long put spreads. Let's take a leap over to the other side now, and now let's again look at things a little bit differently, and now we're going to look at short call spreads, sometimes called call credit spreads or bear call spreads. We're going to take a look at those and long call spreads. And I'm sure you can start to see the similarities that will start to present themselves as we've hopefully described and explained how to calculate these break-even prices. So let's switch gears here a little bit. And now let's start thinking about the stock again, trading at $100. And now instead of selling put options below where the stock is trading, now we're going to sell call options, and we're going to sell a call spread far above where the stock is trading now and hope that the stock trades anywhere below those strike prices that we're going to sell. Now, in this case, we're going to first look at a short call spread. This again is sometimes called a bear call credit spread or a call credit spread, but the ultimate goal of this strategy is to sell a call option, then buy a call option at a further or higher strike price and collect a net credit. You're still going to be an option seller, and this is, again, a very popular strategy, one that's used in a lot of bots and templates right here inside of Option Alpha. Now, with our example, we'll still use the same basic math numbers that we used before that kind of help you understand how to calculate the break-even prices. Only this time, we're going to assume that the stock, and I think I said this incorrectly earlier, but we'll assume that the stock right now we're looking at is trading at about $40. So let's assume the stock is trading at about $40, and we want to sell some options that are above where the stock is trading. This time we're going to sell first, as part of our short call spread, we're going to sell a call option at the 50 strike. Now remember, the 50 strike is above where the stock is trading right now at $40. And we're going to sell that 50 strike call option again for $5. That means that we, as the option seller, are going to collect first $5 by selling the 50 strike call option. But we know that a short call option has unlimited risk. If the stock just starts going crazy and goes way, way, way higher, we carry all of that risk above $50. So we're going to be a smart trader. We're going to buy a call option at the 55 strike using some of the premium that we collected by selling the 50 strike call. We're going to buy ourselves some protection at the 55 strike so that if the stock continues to move higher, we're okay accepting risk somewhere between $50 and $55. But after that, we want our max loss to be capped and protected. So in this case, for our short call spread, we're going to sell the 50 strike call, collect $5. We're going to use some of that option premium and we're going to buy the 55 strike call option, and we're going to pay $4 for that 55 strike call option. That gives us still a net credit that's left over of $1. We sold one option contract for $5, bought another for $4. That gives us a dollar left over of premium for this particular spread. Now, the calculation for the break-even price on the call spread that we just sold is very similar to long call options, which is just simply the inside short strike, or the closest strike that the stock is trading, that strike, in this case our 50 strike call option, plus the net premium that we collected to enter the strategy. Notice again, very similar conceptually for the original call option examples that we had. You're taking the inside short strike of $50 and you're adding the net premium that you collected by selling that spread, which is $1. So your break-even price on a short call spread is $51. If the stock rises to anything $51 or below, you make money. After $51, you start losing money, but your losses are capped once you reach $55, which is where your long call option kicks in and helps protect on anything else. So this is why spreads are so powerful, because they not only give you defined max profit and max loss, but they help really control your position sizing, your probability of success, basically help control trades as you start moving through your portfolio. So as a refresher, a long call spread calculation of the break-even price is the short strike, or the closest strike, the inside strike, that strike price plus the net premium that you collected for selling the options. In our case, $1. So our break-even price is $51. Now let's flip this whole thing over, right? Let's flip this whole thing over like we did before for the put spreads. And let's look at what the break-even price would be for a long call spread, sometimes referred to as a bull call debit spread, sometimes referred to as a call debit spread. Whatever the case is, you're buying options net and hoping that the stock goes up in value. Now, this time I'm going to mix it up a little bit, and I'm going to start changing some of the prices that we're paying so that I keep you on your toes. I can't make it super, super easy. I want to challenge you a little bit. So I'll start just slowly adapting and shifting the prices so we can look at some different calculations. Now, when it comes to a long call spread, we're going to be first buying an option contract. We'll still use the same stocks trading at $40, and we're going to buy the 50 strike call option. We can buy that 50 strike call option for, in this case, let's say we buy it for $5 still. Now remember, in our last example, we sold that contract, but now because we think the stock is going to go higher and think the stock is going to go up, we're going to buy a call option and try to take advantage of that. So we buy the 50 strike call option for $5. But we're a little bit smarter than the average bear maybe, and we know that the stock may not go all the way up to $100 or $60 or $70, right? So we're going to try to offset the cost of buying that 50 strike call option by selling a 55 strike call option. That premium that we collect by selling the 55 strike call option helps reduce the net cost of the 50 strike call that we bought. Now this time I'm going to change it up a little bit, and let's say that we sell the call option, the 55 strike call option, we sell for $3. So we bought the 50 strike call option for $5. We sell the 55 strike call option for $3. That means that our net premium that we paid is still $2. We still outlaid $2 to get into that total position. This means that our break-even price can now be calculated very easily as the inside strike of our long call spread, or the long strike, the $50 strike, plus the net cost to get into the spread, which was $2. So our break-even price is $52. If the stock goes up to $50, and think about this logically, which is why it always makes sense to kind of work through this logically as you're starting to understand break-evens and how to calculate them. Let's say the stock trades from $40 all the way up to $50. So we were right. We thought the stock was going to go up. It did. It went right to our $50 strike price. At that point, we don't make any money. Because even though the stock went to our first strike price of $50, it cost us $2 to get into the position. We really need the stock to go to $50 plus $2, which is our 52 break-even point, for us to make money on this trade. So that's why our break-even point is the inside long strike plus the premium that we paid to get into the position. Now again, depending on what side of the trade you're on, the break-even calculation is exactly the same conceptually. The inside shorter long strike plus the net cost or debit credit to get into the position. And then the distribution of payoff is just depending on what side of the trade you're on and where the stock ends up. But it's still conceptually the same thing for calls as it is for puts and how you go through it. Now, I hope if you get to the end here that you can see as we've started to build this logic and thought process that, again, calculating break-evens is not that hard. Calls, you basically are going to be adding premiums and credits. Puts, you're going to be subtracting premiums and credits. Whether it's spreads or single leg options, that's how you get to it. You can think about parting the sea as basically those two broad main concepts. With call options, you're calculating break-evens by taking strikes plus premiums or credits. And for put options, you're taking strikes, subtracting the premiums or credits that you paid or collected. Very simple conceptually. Okay, now we're going to put all of this together and we're going to start combining both call spreads and put spreads into more complex strategies like iron condors and iron butterflies. I can tell you right now, if you understand the spreads that we just went through, then understanding the payoff and diagram and the break-even prices, because there are two of them, for iron condors and iron butterflies, it won't be that difficult. I bet you'll really get it very fast, okay? All we're going to be doing now for calculating break-even prices, because there are two of them for iron condors and iron butterflies, is combining all of the credits and debits for all of the legs that we're going to be trading, and then making the appropriate calculation depending on what side we want to calculate, which break-even price we want to look at. So follow me along here as we go through how to calculate and bring all this together for calculating break-evens on iron condor positions. All right, so let's set up this iron condor strategy conceptually so we know what we're looking at. Again, if you want to, you can go ahead and go to the show notes page, optionalpha.com/show219. Again, that's just the number 219. You can visually look at this as I'm describing it or go back and reference the show notes later with all of these examples so you can get it conceptually. If you look at it, and I do as a visual learner person, once I look at it, then I understand it a little bit more conceptually and I can work through it. So I'll try to explain it as best I can on the podcast, as always, but sometimes a visual aid might help out as you're going through this. So for this iron condor example, let's again go back to our original assumption that the stock is trading around $100. And now this time, we don't just want to buy calls or buy puts. We don't want to buy a short put spread or a long put spread or a call spread or whatever. We want to trade a neutral option selling strategy called an iron condor. Now, an iron condor is simply the combination of a short put spread and a short call spread together. It's just the concept that you put both of these things together and you try to contain or see if you can profit from the stock moving in a defined range between our two break-even prices. And again, I'll use that very deliberately here, that an iron condor has two break-even prices. We're combining a short put spread, so we got to calculate the break-even price on that side, and a short call spread. So we got to calculate the break-even price on that side as well. We combine both of these together. Now we profit if the stock stays between these break-even prices. Now, if you're brand new to trading, I know what you might be thinking right away. You might be thinking, well, this sounds actually pretty easy. We calculated the break-even of a short put spread, so we just do that side by itself, independent of everything else. And then we do the call spread side, and we do that side independent of everything else. But there's one additional thing that you have to do for iron condor strategies or any complex option strategy, is you first have to calculate the total net credit or debit for entering the entire position. So that's really the only wrinkle or rub here that you have, is you can't just look at each side independently. because you entered an entire complex strategy with four legs. You were buying and selling and buying and selling. So you got to total up all of those things together. And once you have your total credit, then you can use that total credit to then determine your break-even prices. So let's work through it together, step by step. Stocks trading at $100. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to set up our short put spread side. So we're going to sell the 95 strike put option. We're going to sell that put option for $5. Then we're going to go even further out of the money, and we're going to buy the 90 strike put option, which is at a lower strike price. We're going to buy that 90 strike put option for $4. So we sell the 95 strike put option for $5. We buy the 90 strike put option for $4. That gives us on our put spread side only a net credit of $1. Now we're not done yet, and we're not going to calculate the break-even price because that's just one side of this iron condor. Now let's go to the other side, which is the call spread side. The stock's trading at $100. We're going to sell the 105 call option, and we're going to collect $5 for that call option. Then we go even further up and out of the money, and we're going to buy the 110 strike call option, and we're going to pay to buy that call option $4. Now for our call spread side, we've now collected a net credit of $1 also. We sold the 105 strike call for $5, bought the 110 strike call option for $4. So on the call spread side, before we include anything else on the put spread side, we have a $1 credit. Now the key here is now combining both sides together to get our total credit that we are collecting on this position. We had a $1 credit by selling the put spread side, and we had a $1 credit by selling the call spread side. So in total, we are actually collecting on this iron condor position a $2 credit. Now this is the magic number because this now is what we're going to use to calculate each of the break-even prices for our iron condor. And now we just kind of fall back on what we learned before, which is we take that net credit that we collected for entering the entire position and we add and subtract it to the individual strikes on each side. Let's start with the put spread side. We're going to calculate our lower or downside break-even point. We're going to use the inside closest short strike, which is the 95 strike put option. Remember, we sold that 95 strike put option. And we are going to now subtract the net credit that we collected on our iron condor of $2. So our downside break-even point number one, you could say on an iron condor, is $93. The 95 strike short put less the net credit of all the option selling and buying that we did, which was $2. So our downside or first break-even point is $93. Now let's go to the other side of the iron condor, which is the call spread side. And now we're going to take that same $2 credit. And now this time we're going to do it on the call side, which means that we're going to take the short call option contract or the inside strike of 105, and we're going to add the premium to that value. Now, when we take 105, which is our short call strike, and we add $2 to it, our upside or our topside break-even point is 107. So now using that total net credit of all the option selling that we did, we now were able to basically use those same rules and processes we learned earlier to calculate both break-even prices for an iron condor strategy. So our lower side break-even is 95, which is the inside strike, minus $2 to get to $93. Our top side or higher break-even point is the short strike on the call side of 105 plus the total credit that we collected of $2, which gets us to 107. Now for this iron condor strategy, we make money so long as the stock trades between $93 and $107. This means that if the stock is trading at $100, the stock could go up by $5 and we make money. The stock could go down by $5 and we make money. The stock could actually go up by $7 and we still make money. And the stock could go down by $7 and we still make money. It has to just trade between our break-even prices of $93 and $107. And why this is so important is because not only do you know now for sure where your line in the sand is as an option seller when you're selling iron condors, but you also can take this later on and calculate a probability of success. The probability that the stock actually does trade within that range of 93 and 107. In fact, if you use bots and automations, the bots can calculate this for you, and you can use all kinds of cool filtering inside of your bots to do this anyway. But that's why these breakevens are so important, because they help you with the next leg of your options trading journey, which is calculating probabilities of success and rates of return and premium and stuff like that. So that's why it's so important that you understand this concept. But even at its most complex, which I think it's the most complex for new traders to calculate breakevens on a multi-leg, two-sided calls and puts, things flying everywhere strategy, Iron Condor, hopefully working this process all the way to this point made it really easy to get here. Again, it's just a lot of simple math, and you just have to do things in order. In this case, for Iron Condors, you got to calculate the total credit first. The total credit from all the option buying and selling, calls and puts, dogs and cats, everything together, then you can use that to calculate your break-even prices. Now, the last one that we'll quickly go through is an Iron Butterfly strategy. And the Iron Butterfly strategy is actually exactly the same process as an Iron Condor, only this time with an Iron Butterfly strategy. And again, you can see this when you go to the show notes page. The Iron Butterfly strategy is selling the call and the put option for your strategy at the same strike price. So in the Iron Condor strategy example, we sold the 95 strike put and we sold the 105 strike call. Well, with an Iron Butterfly, you're selling mostly at the money strikes that are the same. So you sell the 100 strike put and you sell the 100 strike call in our example here. And whatever premium you take in net, let's say it's $5 of net premium, you just simply add it to the same $100 strike. So you take a $100 strike and you add your net premium of $5 and you get a break-even price of $105. And then you subtract from the same strike, because they're both being used by the calls and the puts, you subtract $5 from the 100 strike short put and you get your lower break-even of $95. It's the same basic concept and fundamentals. Again, it's just using the same inside short strike price, because that's what happens with an Iron Butterfly. You're selling your put option and selling your call option at the exact same strike price. In this case, $100. So it's really easy once you get these fundamentals in place on how to calculate and how to determine all of these break-even prices. Again, I hope that this discussion today and this podcast was crazy helpful for you. And if it was, please let us know. Leave us a rating and a review on wherever you listen to your podcast right now, wherever you follow Option Alpha. We'd love to hear what you thought about this, if this helped out today with your understanding of how to calculate break-even prices on option strategies. Like I said before, there is so much additional content and resources inside of the Option Alpha community and inside of all the education that we have. We've got tons and tons of strategy examples that walk through how to calculate break-even prices for all kinds of different option strategies, like calendars and straddles and strangles and reverse Iron Butterflies and put butterflies and calendar or diagonals and back ratios and back spreads and long box spreads. All of it is still inside of the Option Alpha community and is completely free for you to access. So if you like today going through the top 10 most popular, most common strategies, which really I think gives you the bedrock foundation for calculating break-even prices, you're going to love continuing your education for free by going through all of our resources on the website. Just simply head on over to the website, check out the strategy section, and then choose any strategy you'd like to learn more about. We've got all the writings and research up there for you so you can learn more about these option strategies and make better, more informed, smarter decisions about how you trade.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything: free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, that's a wrap for this week's podcast episode here at Option Alpha. But before you go, of course, let's keep the conversation going. Please connect with us on your favorite social media channel. Let us know what ideas or thoughts came to mind. Hit us up in the community inside of Option Alpha with different ideas and podcast suggestions. We would love to hear from you. Also want to let you know that we've got some new demos and workshops that are scheduled. So be on the lookout for those. Head on over to the website and register for an upcoming live demo with me or an upcoming live workshop. These workshops are super fun. We just scheduled a bunch of these. So you can register for any or all of them, or if you can't make them, you can always come back and watch the recordings of any of these things. We always post the recordings to the website, but it's a really fun time for us to get in, start getting our hands into bots and automations. Metaphorically speaking, we don't dig into actual computers and stuff, but you can see we're building bots and automations and going through concepts with you all. It's really fun to use these workshops and these demos as a tool to help engage and understand what you guys are doing, what you're trying to do with your bots and automations, and how we can help out here at Option Alpha. We also released a ton of new stuff in the latest platform updates, so make sure you check out those inside the blog or subscribe to the changelog so you can get all of those updates as soon as new stuff is released inside of the platform. As always, I truly hope you guys enjoyed today's show and got at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to help you consistently place smarter trades. Until next time, happy trading.